prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, good evening, folks. This isn't Butch Paul, guy who talks like a machine gun and walks like a tank. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in tonight for my buddy Pastor Butch, and always a real pleasure to be able to be on for Butch. It's more fun for me actually when I'm on with Butch. Give and take, we get a great dialogue going on. I'm honored to be sitting in with you for you tonight, and I got a couple guests that I think are going to really, really kind of be inspiring to all of you. So I pray that you know, a lot of times when you hear somebody's coming on as a guest host, I don't want to listen to that guy. I'm going to turn it off. I don't think you should do that. I think you're going to really enjoy what we have to talk about tonight. As we all know, you know, we're living in crazy, crazy times, friends. And with all the attention that's going on in the country in regards to, you know, the presidential thing and Trump and Harris and all that malarkey that's going on and indictments for Trump and assassination attempts, we tend to sometimes get our eye off of the ball. And that's what I really want to try to focus you all tonight on is keep your eye on the ball. In fact, I'd love to tell this story. I was a high school football coach for years in the Columbus, Ohio area. And we used to take our seniors every year whitewater rafting down there on the New River. Down there, Nellie, West Virginia, down by Old Butch. And you got many of you down that area. You know what the New River Gorge is all like. And I'll never forget when we would take our seniors down there and we'd put about 10 guys in a raft and they'd give us a little bit of a lesson before we would get out in the water. And the tour guide really caught my eye one time, my ear really, I guess, when he was giving some instructions about, to boys, listen, boys, because talking to 16, 17-year-old boys, he says, listen, when you get in the rapids, he said, the most important thing for you to do is to make sure that you don't fall out of the boat. Because if you fall out of the boat, then we gotta maneuver around and pick you up down at the bottom of the rapids. And if you do happen to go out, get your feet downstream, and we'll pick you. Here's the most important thing. He says, when you get into the rapids, keep your paddle in the water. I never forgot that. Keep your paddle in the water. Are we doing some paddling today in America, and what's going on? And are we really at the point where the real future of the United States of America, is it really hanging in the balance? Now, that's apart from the whole spiritual war that we know is going on. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, evil. We get all the Christians. We get that. We understand it's a spiritual war, and it's manifesting in Washington, D.C., and Barack Obama is still running. He's president of the United States. Everybody listening to this show certainly knows that's going on. So we have to stop and ask ourselves, is there really a whole lot? Can we really do a whole lot about what's going on in Washington, D.C.? And if we can, how is it that we're going to go about it? Now, I forgot to tell you this at the beginning of the show. Again, my name is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. I'm out of just east of Columbus, Ohio. And I do a podcast every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time. It's called CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. And you don't get that on the radio. You only get it on the Internet. You can go to my website, and it's archived there. I'm telling you all this for a reason. Because for the last at least 7 years, today was show number 2,177, I think it was. 5 days a week, we are... Tell the church that they need to get involved. I got a couple guys who are going to come on with me tonight because all politics is local, friends. Everything going on right now, we cannot change Washington, D.C. We can't change the FBI. We can't change all that kind of stuff, but we can still make a difference locally. And that's been our focus here at Coach Dave Live for for a long time, 7 years at least. And, you know, I've been fighting this fight 2001, we got involved with it. I was a high school football coach. I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for praying with our teams. And that launched me into the what we call the cultural war, the spiritual war. And so I wanted to bring on tonight a couple guys that are really, really, folks, this is just kind of low-hanging fruit. I don't even know how I met these guys. And again, I hate to sound like I'm really overhyping my show, but unless you've watched Coach Dave Live, you don't really understand the format that we have. It's a whole bunch of us in there. It's like a huddle. Of course, I direct the show, but everybody raises their hands. They come in, they make a comment, they do some teaching. And what we were able to do along the way is we're able to wake up some people, wake up some men who are out there in the hinterland, who are sick and tired of what was going on in America and didn't know what to do about it. Nobody ever gave them an opportunity to get involved, and that's what we do at Coach Dave Live. We coach them up, put them in the game, and tell them, go hit somebody. And so I got a couple guys on here with us tonight who have done just that, and we're going to talk a little bit about this. And we want, most of all, to encourage you to get involved. Look, folks, if things are going to change in the United States of America, it's going to happen locally. And it's going to happen with God-fearing men who are not ashamed of the gospel of the kingdom of God. And that's the only way it's going to happen. So two of the guys I've asked to come on tonight is, one of them is, listen, I'm just going to use their first name. Just out of, hey, folks, in today's world, you don't know who's listening and who's doing what. You don't know. And it's, a guy like me and a guy like Butch, everybody knows who are our names. We're out there. You know, FBI's probably listening tonight. They listen all the time, Butch. We understand the risks that we all take. And I was at January 6th, like some of my buddies, and some of them got locked up in jail. I didn't get locked up in jail. I don't know why. I mean, they don't really need a reason to lock you all up, right? So we just try to do the best we can locally to make a difference. One of the things that started with this, just let me give you a little bit of background, then I'll get you in here, Craig and Randy, is we went to Hillary Clinton's house back in 2000. I don't know. I lose track of time. I don't know when it was. When she ran for president of the United States the first time, we went to Hillary's house 3 different times. We prayer walked that. We staked it. We did a lot of different stuff there. We've been to Obama's house. We've been to Bill Barr's house. We do exactly what the scriptures tell us, that every place that he puts our foot, he's given it to us as an inheritance. Only be strong, very courageous. Be not afraid. The Lord is God's with you wherever we go. Pull down strongholds, principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. So if you're a Christian and you follow the Bible, you know that we're in not a political war. We're in a spiritual war. The kingdom of God, kingdom of evil, dark and light, right in front of us, playing out. And if we're going to be able to win this battle for truth, justice, and the American way, as they used to say about Superman, it's got to be won by Christians in the trenches, wrestling against, not against flesh and blood, wrestling against principalities and powers. So the first guy I want to bring in today, because again, I've known Craig for, you'd have to tell me, probably 4 or 5 years when he started listening to the show, and he was just looking for a place to plug in. He was just looking for a way to make a difference. And we've become really, really good friends. And Craig has got a great initiative going on. And if some of you have a pencil or a pen and you want to write down a website, here's a website I want you to write down, and I'm going to let Craig come in, tell us a little bit about what he is and what he does. And the website is savinggodschildren.com. savinggodschildren.com. And so Craig knows about he lives out in the Washington, D.C. area, and he knows about child trafficking out in that area. And he said, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to stand up and push back and fight against this stuff. And he launched savinggodschildren.com. Craig, welcome to the Butch Paul Show, where he walks like a tank and talks like a machine gun, but I'm privileged enough to be sitting in for him tonight. Craig, what the heck's going on, brother? What made you get off your butt and get involved in this game?
Well, this is a very unpopular subject. It's hidden in the shadows, and nobody really wants to deal with it, because one of the things, when you become aware of this, you end up becoming either convicted, like, you know, wow, we should do something. We're always looking for the government, the police, whoever, to handle our problems. Yet, when you look at the website I have on there, it says, you hold the key to eradicating child sex trafficking. That's one of the things that, you know, you really emphasized and I picked up on was, you know, all action is local. You know, we want these, you know, national organizations to, you know, to make a difference. And what I wanted to do is say, okay, hey, there's all these national organizations. Probably most people don't even know who they are. And I try to be the conduit to connect you with the information, some of the training, the websites. I also show you what I'm doing locally so that you can maybe replicate it, make it your own, okay? Use some of the resources that are out there and tell the story of child sex trafficking in the United States. Because if you don't do it, like the book of Isaiah, remember, who will? Isaiah said, go send me. So that's what Saving God's Children is all about. It's about providing a platform to connecting the hearers of the word with the doers of the word. And that's about it, Coach. That's the basis of it.
So, Craig, we know this. If, you know, try to shake the bushes here a little bit to wake people up, you know, this goes back in my mind, friends, to Pizzagate. Do you remember that? You guys remember Pizzagate? And what a big controversy that was. I know, heck, that's been probably 10 years ago. And we didn't want to believe it. Nobody wanted to believe that there were actually child trafficking going on and the drinking of little children's blood. And that was just so overwhelming. We really, really, we couldn't believe it. And then we have Epstein's Island and all that mess that's going on down there, only to find out that now we know that without a doubt, child trafficking in America is a greater, larger business than the drug traffic, folks. This is real. And Craig happens to be strategically located because he lives out there in the Washington, D.C. area. And, Craig, this is a real deal, brother. And out there where you are, where the intersection of Route 76 and the Outer Belt, there's a lot of this stuff going on out there, isn't there, Craig?
Well, absolutely, Coach. And, you know, a lot of us, we think, well, gee, you know, these are all just children that are snatched off the street, you know, imported from foreign countries. And, yes, that's true. But most people are like their jaw drops when I tell them 44% of child sex trafficking is done by either the parents or the guardians of the children. That's 4 out of 10.
Wow.
Okay. And would you know the signs to look for that? Then if you did have an assumption that this was going on, who would you call? Would you just call to the police? Because the thing is the police are probably going to blow you off on it. But there's other resources that you can call and talk to these people, and help. They'll help guide you into getting, you know, into someone that will help to push the police department to do this, okay? So it's astonishing, Coach. You know, I was just looking up. You know, everybody, you know, likes statistics, but, you know, Apple does about $160 billion in the Americas. In the United States, child sex trafficking is $38 billion to $50 billion. you're talking about 25% of the sales of Apple. That's how much child trafficking is going on. Think how many Apple fans are out there. It's just amazing.
Craig, I like to tell people it got so big that they ran out of milk cartons. Folks, you remember that? Remember that years and years ago when they started putting the missing children on milk cartons, and we thought it was just a little Billy in the neighboring city that got lost, and little Sarah who just didn't find her way home, only to find out that this stuff goes clear back to, dare I say it, maybe Haiti and Clinton Inc. and some of that stuff that was going on, and the drinking of blood and adrenochrome and all this kind of stuff. But Craig, because this is a radio medium and not a not a visual one, like I do a podcast, so I can throw things up on the screen and show people exactly what's going on. Where would people find the information that you're talking about, Craig? Is it at your website, savinggodschildren.com? Is that where they would go, Craig?
Well, yeah, that's one of the resources, because one of the things that I have three pillars, right? Like a bar stool. You got your three pillars. I have awareness and training. So I send you to like Vets for Child Rescue, some of the documentaries that I've posted on there. You can watch these. They'll take about half an hour, 30 minutes of your time, okay? But you're going to get a good handle on what the real deal is. Then the next thing that I do is I look at it as this is a spiritual thing as well as a flesh thing. So it's the responsibility of God-fearing, spiritual warrior people to reclaim their local land and pray against this spiritually in one accord with believers in your area. You need to find a group of people to be in prayer and union about. And the third thing that I do is I have getting involved. And what I do is I go and I videotape what I'm doing. And you've seen it, Coach. I have a human. I went and bought a with donations, okay? And I put a little bit of my money in, but I got half of it, at least from donations, a trailer, and I got it signed with my signage of Saving God's Children. And I go out into the public. Last week, there was a church that was having, they gave 500 to 1,000 book bags away for children going to school. And I handed out about 50 to 100 information sheets about saving God's children, how to protect your children.
Because people don't know this is happening, right, Craig? They get lured in, maybe on the internet. They get in some chat room or something like that. Parents don't even know about it. And some young girl, some young guy shows up someplace to meet somebody he thinks is whatever, whether they think it's an amorous affair, whether they just think it's somebody that's going to take them out to play putt-putt. And that's where children are being hooked. And I'm on your website right now, Craig. And, folks, if you could take a pencil or a pen or whatever and write this down and go to Craig's website, SavingGodsChildren.com. That's all one word, SavingGodsChildren.com. Craig, you've got all kinds of stuff on there. You got awareness training, spiritual warfare, how to get involved, a parent's toolbox. Craig, what is this parent's toolbox that you have on your website?
What I did is I thought, wow, okay, parents need to have one part of this website just to come. So I broke it down into kids that are 10 and under. Okay, because a lot of that has to do going out, Then there's the internet. Okay, that's when you get above, and so now you got your kids on Instagram and TikTok and stuff, right? People don't realize you go to bed at 9 o'clock and your kid has an electronic device. You might as well take them to the worst street in your town, drop them off at 2 a.m. because that's what you're doing. This is the grooming locale that they're getting these kids and these pedophiles. Okay. And they will meet up with them. So as I started walking down this path, Coach, you're always thinking about getting the people out of human trafficking. That is a very strenuous thing to get, because as law enforcement, a lot of these people don't even want to leave. They don't even think they can. But let's keep people from going in it. Let's stop feeding, the chain, so to speak. So I really need to give the people need to be defensive, offensive, protecting their children, monitoring what they're doing on their electronic devices. Don't let them be their babysitters, because you think that's the person down the street. I'm telling you right now, most people already know somebody whose kid has had some sort of inappropriate contact with a adult and a pedophile.
Folks, Craig's just a wonderful guy. When he set his teeth on this challenge, man, he ran full bore with it and got a beautiful website. And Craig, I want you to talk a little bit about, folks, if you get a chance later, again, go to savinggodschildren.com. If you get a chance to go there, I want you to look at the lanyards, the keychain lanyards that Craig has had made. And I'm looking at it right now. For those of you who can't see it online, I'm going to try to explain to you what they are. It's an imprint, a metal imprint of a little child's foot. He's got his toes, and it's the shape of a foot, and it's about 3 inches, maybe 4 inches long. In the middle of it is another footprint, and then there's a cross. And then Craig has a little lanyard that goes around it. Says Matthew 18:6, God's children are not for sale. And Craig has been marketing these things. This is something, friends, that you could do to maybe help Craig out, is to go online and purchase some of these keychains, give it to people that you go to church with, give it to your neighbors, and then take the money that you raise and send it to Craig and help him continue. Or you just recoup your money. But, Craig, this has been a really, really successful initiative for you, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, because one of the things is you have to keep this in the forefront of your mind. And, you know, praying and interceding for people is not just, hey, you know, heal them, okay. It's, I hang them off my rearview mirror. You can use them on your keychains, because when I see them, it reminds me to think about, hey, this is a child. This is the footprint of the unknown child. And I say, Lord, please, you know, have an interaction today with someone. Let them see that they can get out of this. You know, Coach, I've made contacts with the local police department up here, the chaplain and stuff. And in my little Washington County, 30% of the sheriffs have those keys because I donate them. And I write them a real nice letter. I say, we're praying for you. We know that, you know, you're in a tough job, you're in a dangerous job, but where I live, it's the number one county per capita in Maryland for human trafficking. And I say, we just want you to put this key in your cruiser and know that there's going to be an angel over you. And there's going to be someone one day that's going to come into your contact, and you're going to be able to make a difference from them. We're going to believe that in faith. So 30% of the police cars in Washington County have that key, right? And it really goes over well with the officers, you know, that someone's praying for them. You know, they don't usually get a lot of thanks. So there's just so many avenues, Coach. And one of the things about the parents' toolbox, everything there is PDF. You can print that out. You can hand that to people in your church. You can be the hands and feet of Christ, right, spreading the message, sending them to my website so I can send them to the other websites, right, to help protect these kids, this youth group, your children that are your teenagers going into your school. I bet you they don't have the information that they think they do.
So, Craig, let's wrap it up here a little bit, Craig. Look, folks, Craig's just a guy. I mean, he's got a job. He's got a good job. He's a good man. He's just a guy. And he got this vision of these kids that are being trafficked. And we know one of the reasons that I think the little keychains are so effective is I tell everybody, every time you look at your keychain, pray for the safety of the children. That Jesus said it'd be better if you put a millstone around your neck than to harm one of these little ones who believe in me. And Joshua 1 says, every place you put your foot, I've given to you as an inheritance. And Craig, just a guy like many of you are listening to us right now. He saw a need. He had an idea. He said, I'm going to do something about it. And he started a website, savinggodschildren.com. He had some banners made. He had some keychains made. He began to meet with local police. He began to meet with church groups. Craig, this ain't hard, is it, brother?
Oh, no. You know, the work, you know, unfortunately, the work is plenty, but the workers are few. But really, I'm showing you in a platform that you can use. You can even use some of my stuff, right? Just take it. Go with it. Be the hands and feet of Christ in your own local community. You can do it. God will honor it. He'll bless you in it, and you'll never have a regret. Oh, okay. So, anyways, until Coach comes back, you know, one of the great things is there's so many people that have done so much research into this, you know. And one of the things that I really like to do is highlight what some people are doing across the country. There's one organization that's called Dear Diana, and they're in Dayton, Ohio. And one of the things that they're doing is they're raising funds to buy 10 of these, like, little mini houses, you know, tiny houses. They're making a community because the people who are coming out of human trafficking, okay, they have lots of problems, right? Spiritual, physical, mental, and they need, like, a safe place to be for a while to get their feet back on the ground. So they're raising some money to be able to do that and supply people their own little house and their own community, and they're tying it in with counseling and some of the other things. I just think those type of out-of-the-box type of thinking, that's where we really need to be and address it. And it also brings a lot of awareness into the local community because you can get, you know, local businesses on board, you know, maybe get some news coverage, whatever. There's just
the truth is, we got just a couple minutes here. I'm sorry, I dropped there for a second. I don't know what happened. Craig, we got to get the churches involved. This is right up the alley of the church. If we do not defend God's little children, what does that say about us? So you have any luck with pastors and churches, Craig?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you go to my website, I went to Greenbrier Baptist Church, and I have a big 8x12 sign that I made. And I just knocked on his, I just came in on a Sunday, started talking to him. Really nice guy. He just texted me before the show. He says, hey, we want to show the Sound of Freedom. You know, let me know a date where you'll come in and kind of talk with us. He's already got my information on his table. You know, they all have lobby tables. Their congregation is embracing this. I've been to like 3 to 5 churches, and they've all come aboard. Now, some of them don't, all right? But, you know, I'm not responsible for them not to. I'm just responsible to go up, show up, knock on the door, and I let the Holy Spirit do the rest.
That's right, Craig. And you said about your key change, you hold the key to eradicating child trafficking. We know that, don't we, Craig? It's up to the church, again, as usual, for the church to get involved. Okay, Craig, quickly here. Where do they find you? What is that website, Craig? And if I need to get a contact, is it there on that website, Craig?
Yes. So it's SavingGodsChildren.com, not org, com, okay? And they're at the very bottom.
And not an apostrophe, SavingGodsChildren.com.
Right. And just there's a way to contact me. And you just contact me. I'll help you set something up in your local community. I'll give you some ideas. I'll even send you maybe some keychains, some literature. We'll get you on the road if you want to. Get a hold of me. I'll help you be that voice of Christ in your own community.
So, Craig, just take a minute. We've got about a minute here left. Take a minute. We're running short here. So, Craig, you heard the call of the Lord and he answered the call. Is that right, brother?
That's right.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 214-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hey, Coach Dave Dalmar, sliding back in the seat here. Man, oh man, folks, I'm sorry. Maybe some technical difficulties we're having could be on my end. And, you know, it's nothing going on with the studio. It's just, you know, it's a different connection probably than what we're used to. So if you're getting some feedback, we do apologize for that. Just had a great segment there with Craig, and I don't know if Craig's still hanging in there, but folks, I want you to know this. Craig's just a guy. He's nothing special. He's just a guy, and he sees what's going on in America, and he doesn't know somebody's got to do something about it, and so he looked around and said, well, maybe me. Maybe I'm that guy that's got to do something about it, and man, he's doing some great stuff with his ministry there. But we got another guy, too, that I'm going to bring in Randy from Oklahoma. So we're going almost from sea to shining sea here. Randy, are you there, Randy? We were having some technical issues with him. You there, Randy?
I'm here, Coach.
All right, brother. Folks, listen, we have just here at Coach Dave Live, and I'm not trying to, you know, trying to pump ourselves up or pat ourselves on the back. I'm just telling you, there's not a ministry like this anywhere in the world that I know of, certainly not in America. And what we do is, as I said, we have a show every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern time every morning, and we get together and we talk about the issues of the day, but then we come up with schemes and plans of what we're going to do about it, right? We got so many people telling us what's wrong. I get it. I know something's wrong. But what are we going to do about it? And I happen to be one guy who's kind of sick and tired, especially over the last 3-4 years, of going from conference to conference to conference and having everybody tell me exactly what it is the devil's team's doing. And I get to the point where sometimes I want to just stand up and scream, "Daggone it, I know that already. I know that. What are we going to do about it?" And I'd have to make a lot of enemies over this one. I say we have the worst Christian leadership in the pulpit at any time in American history. All this stuff's going on, child trafficking, teaching pedophilia in our schools, and gender issues in our schools, and silence from the church. Well, Randy happens to be another one of those guys out in Oklahoma, and he's just a guy. I tell you what Randy did, but I don't want to give away his identity because folks, we're doing some, what would they call it? Some SWAT team efforts, special weapons and tactics. We're actually called spiritual weapons and tactics. And Randy's been one of the, man, wait till you hear where Randy just got back from today. So here in a nutshell is what we do with Randy. And we got this from, a gentleman named Steve Hemphill. And Steve Hemphill has a website that's called active-faith.org, active-faith.org. So we want to give credit to Steve Hemphill. He's the one who came up with it. Randy has taken it to another level. And here's what it is, folks. The Bible says this: go ye into all the world, teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. He told Joshua, every place you put your foot, I give them to you as an inheritance. He said that we're to root out, pull down, pluck out, tear down. That's what we're supposed to do, spiritual warfare. And so Randy has been doing an unbelievable job of what we call staking. And again, we got this from Steve Hemphill at active-faith.org. And it's as simple as this, folks. We came up with the idea on November 12th. It was 2 years ago. We decided that we were going to go prayer walk and stake all 12 federal courthouses in the United States of America at the same time. And so we raised up, whatever the proper grammar would be. We got us 12 teams from sea to shining sea, from Washington, D.C., to San Diego, California, down to Oklahoma, up to Minnesota. Those 12 federal district courts, we went and staked them. So you did what? Yeah, we went and staked them. We went and reclaimed our courts for the cause of Christ. Let justice roll down like a mighty river is what it says in the scriptures. And we believe that many of the problems that are going on because of the wicked Luciferian courts. If I was doing my morning show, I'd say, can I get an amen? That's our problem of what's going on with the Luciferian controlled courts. So Randy said, we're going to do something about it. And they began to go out and stake prayer walk, drive stakes in the ground, reclaiming land for the cause of Christ. And Randy, you've been doing it all across your home state of Oklahoma, and you just got back from where tonight, Randy?
I've been over in New Mexico, Coach, on a little mini vacation, but while we were there, we actually did two courts in New Mexico, did two courts in Oklahoma Panhandle, coming home today. So I'm back home. So in the last 4 or 5 days, Coach, we've actually done 8 county courthouses.
What do you mean by doing these 8 county courthouses, Randy? And do you really think that this is making a difference?
It's making a difference, Coach. Does anything we do, if we don't see it happen at the moment, at the very second, do we believe it's going to happen? Or do we have any faith? It's called faith, isn't it, Coach? Isn't that calling things are not as though as they're not? Is it though as they are not? You know, so... you know, that's what faith is, Coach. You hear something and the Holy Spirit speaks to you and you be obedient and you go do it. And you may see the manifestation immediately, and sometimes you may not. So what do you do when in the time period when you don't see it? You believe it's God. He's going to do the job. It's the Holy Spirit. We plant the seed and he brings it to fruition. So, yeah, we see a lot of evidence, Coach, a lot of fruit already, but... You know, a lot of this has been set in motion, and it may take some time, but the things are coming. The strongholds over these county courthouses, the enemies of God, the spiritual hierarchies, and all the things in Ephesians chapter 6, you know, the hierarchy of demons. People, through time, have allowed them to set up strongholds and govern over their counties, and I think it's over more than that, but that's where we've started, Coach, in Oklahoma. God just, you know, he really showed us this back when we went to New Orleans, Coach. Remember back in like 2022, we went and stood with Tony Spell down there at the U.S. Court of Appeals. It was a big case. He's a pastor that stood up against COVID and all the masking up and all the stupidity. He said he wasn't going to close his church. Well, the state said, we're going to make an example out of him. So Coach got together a group. And a bunch of us went down there the day that the judges were going to go do their presentation to the fifth, I think it was the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the court right under the Supreme Court. We went down there and stood with him, Coach, and several of us got together and said, "We're going to do a Jericho march around that building, and we're going to pray, and we're going to do some things." And you know, those judges, when they came back, Coach, it was a 3-0 verdict in favor of the pastor, and said that he had all the rights to do this, and he was one of the few pastors in Louisiana and anywhere that stood up and said no to the mandate. So, Coach, I saw something in that.
The governor in Louisiana, Randy, had threatened to lock him up, right? And pastors fell.
Yeah, oh, they charged him with felonies. They put an ankle bracelet on him. I mean, they made this guy's life miserable for a year. And finally, you know, he stood up, and he stayed strong, and I'm sure he wrecked his life, Coach, but God set a precedent, Coach. He set a precedent and said the mandates were nothing but mandates. They were not laws. They infringed on our constitutional laws, especially the First Amendment. So, Coach, because we stood up, and I think a lot of it, Coach, when we prayed and walked around that building, that those judges ruled righteously, and I'm telling you, Coach, I'm not sure they wanted to, but something made them. I don't know. But I think it had a lot to do with us tearing down strongholds. Well, where does that come from, Coach? It comes from Joshua chapter 6. Whenever they went into Jericho, it was a city they had already spied out, Coach. It was untouchable. It was unbeatable. They came back and, you know, first the spies, and they said 10 out of the 12 said, "We can't take them down. They're too big. The giants are—they're unbeatable." And Joshua and Caleb says, "No." God said, "This is our land. He gave it to us. We're going to go in and take down the giants, tear down the strongholds, and it's our land." And this is the same template, Coach, I'm using today. After that, I learned we put together the court. The 12 U.S. courts of appeal, God gave me a vision of us going to those and getting a team together. And, Coach, on September 17, 2023, we put a team of 48 people at every one of those courts from San Francisco, court number 9 on the West Coast, to Boston on the East Coast.
And we prayer walked them. And we declared. So, Randy, folks, listen. This is so simple. It is so simple. If you believe, I believe, that our courts are under the control of the dark, dark force. Look what they did to President Trump. Look how many men are locked up in federal prison in January 6th without a trial, still locked up in there. And it's the legal system, the injustice system that they're using against God's people. And so Randy and Steve Hemphill, as I said earlier, came up with the idea of prayer walking and staking these. Randy, just take a couple minutes and explain. Hey, folks, listen. You can do this. Wherever you live, whether it's in West Virginia, whether it's in Louisiana, whether it's in Minnesota, whether it's in Massachusetts, you can get a group of prayer warriors together and go to your local courthouse. How about this? Go to the entrance of the four corners of the entrance to your city and pray over them and invite Christ back in as head over your town. You can go to schools. You can go to churches. Prayer walk those. Tear down those strongholds. Randy, explain for those who are listening what this looks like when you go. As you said, you just got back. There was a group of you that you live in Oklahoma, but you stopped at different courthouses on the way down, clear down into New Mexico. Explain what happens, Randy, when you guys get out of your car, four of you, five of you, sometimes just two of you. What does the process look like? For someone who's listening right now and says, "Man, I would like to get involved with this," what's it like? How do they do it, Randy? By the way, friends, you can go to thelibertyactionnetwork.com, thelibertyactionnetwork.com, and you'll find instructions on exactly how to do all of this. thelibertyactionnetwork.com. Randy, explain the process of when you show up at a courthouse. What does it look like and what do you do?
Well, Coach, we've got three parts. and that we actually read, and that we all pretty much know them by heart after doing so many. But its first part is called the Declarations, and we're just basically speaking God's word, and we're actually connecting with our forefathers who wrote the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. You know that. And we go on. We connect with that, and we also connect that that God, the Mayflower Compact, the Bill of Rights, all of these documents came forward for justice and righteousness, Coach. And so that's our first page, the Declarations. The second page is what we call the Decrees. I've written 17 of those. They're all just common sense
and Randy,
biblical.
Folks, these are available. Pardon me, Randy. These are available at thelibertyactionnetwork.com. So you don't have to rewrite all these declarations and all these decrees. Randy's already posted them all there. I'm sorry, Randy. Go ahead.
No, Coach. No, good. That's great. And I appreciate you saying that. And you can get, it's just a three-page a field copy. I call it a field copy. And it's very, very doable, very easy to read. But what it, and then the decrees are basically things, they're 17. One says, for instance, Jesus is King and Lord over this nation, including its constitutional republic. You know, so there's 17 of just things that we're speaking into the atmosphere that of what God, we believe the Holy Spirit is wanting to do in our nation. And it starts at the local level. So, you know, local action produces national impact. So if everyone would just start small, this thing would go away in no time, I believe. But so then the last thing we do, Coach, is called spiritual warfare. And it's a page, and we're speaking to the demonic strongholds that sit over these county courts, that sit over the sheriff's department. They're all usually connected with the county courts. And it's the things that are holding back justice and righteousness and the will of God and the kingdom of God and the glory of Christ on the earth. All these simple things that we should be seeing because we're the ecclesia, the church, we're not seeing. And I think it's because we're not doing our job, Coach. We're not being the boots on the ground. So Coach, what we do when we get to the courthouse, you know, we usually have a bag of rocks. We usually get 12 stones. And we used to stake, and that's great. But there's a lot of these, there's just concrete, you know, Coach. There's really nowhere, a lot of times, to hardly put. So we do 12 stones, and we put them in the flower beds and in the dirt along the sidewalks, and we put them around the building. We anoint them. We pray over them. That sounds silly, but, Coach, you know what it said? When Jesus got on the donkey and he rode into Jerusalem, the triumphal entry, it said the people, the Pharisees and all, cried, said, "Teacher, shut your people up. We ain't going to listen to this." They were saying, "Hosanna to the king." And he said, "If I shut them up, the rocks will cry out. The stones will cry out."
Amen.
And there, in the Old Testament, Amen. There's many stories about the stones as being the witnesses. So I think, Coach, when we do something to these stones, they're symbolic of the witness. Even after we leave, 24/7, those stones are crying out. So we do the stones, Coach. We give them. We just divvy this up. You know, if there's four of us, we'll take three apiece. But then we'll start doing some walks around the building. Look, Coach, I can tell you how to do it, but look, there's no perfect way. You go out there and you just follow the Holy Spirit, because there's all kinds of situations and circumstances, and you have to just, sometimes you have to make it work. So it's not a ritual. This is not religious. It's nothing. It's just be obedient, go do this, and believe God's going to do something, and he is, Coach. He's doing it. So we walk around them seven times. And we might take two or three laps and stop and read our declarations. And we're praying as we walk, Coach. We're just, you know, we're worshiping the Lord, you know, and we're having, also we're fellowshipping as just brothers and sisters, you know. So it's spiritual, but it's not anything that anyone can't do. It's just very doable. And then we'll, Coach, we might do a couple more laps after we say the declarations, and then we may, we come back and then read the decrees, and then may do two or three laps and then do the spiritual warfare, and then maybe one last lap, and then we'll come back and we'll blow the shofar, And Coach, a lot of these courthouses, many of them, I would say 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, I haven't got the correct exact percentage, but most of them have a Masonic cornerstone in the building, which shows us that the Masons, when they went in, a lot of these are back in the early 1900s. In fact, most of them in Oklahoma, they become a state in 1907. Most of them were built from then to about 1925 or 30. And the most of them have these Masonic cornerstones. So what, Coach, we developed a prayer, and we targeted the secret societies who sit in these places, who sit in these institutions, who try to control, manipulate, and do everything, the demonic things, over the people. And Coach, another fellow Mason comes in and he's committed a crime. Well, guess what they do? Hey, we'll sweep that under the rug and let him go. So the system, the two-tiered system, Coach, people don't see justice, and we're tired of it. So what we do, Coach, we have spoken the prayer against these societies and what they're doing to the people and holding back justice and righteousness. So, you know, we've done 60, Coach, we finished 63 counties today, and we have 77 in our state. So we have about 14 left. I think we'll finish them probably by the end of September. So, and we've done some, Coach, we've done two in New Mexico. We've done one in Georgia. I think we've done a couple or more in Ohio even. So, you know, just start small. We just start small, Coach. But obedience is the key. We don't have to be perfect people. We need to be obedient people. And just go say, look, this is God's land. And when you go possess the land, guess what? Yeah, well, I say this, Coach. We are possessing Oklahoma one county at a time.
Amen. Folks, what a marvelous idea, what a marvelous plan this is. And Randy, I don't want us to, again, folks, this is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Pastor Salt Ministry, sitting in for Pastor Bush tonight. I appreciate Pastor Bush letting me do this. Randy, should I let the cat out of the bag? I don't know how many of you out
sure,
there
Coach,
have heard
sure.
of
yeah,
the Georgia Guidestones.
This is blossoming, Coach. This is going to go into a lot of different areas besides just the judicial system. It's going
yes,
very
yes,
wide.
Sir. So I don't know if folks have heard of the Georgia Guidestones, but the Georgia Guidestones used to be just north of Atlanta, and they were designed in a futuristic manner. The Guidestones are there to talk about what's going to happen in the future and keep the population under house 8 billion or whatever. I can't even remember.
500 million.
Yeah. So you know what we did? We went down and we staked and prayer walked the Georgia Guidestones. And Randy, I'll never forget, a bunch of us showed up. If you go to my website, you can see pictures of us standing down there. And Randy, we just went down there and we prayer walked and we staked that thing and reclaimed that territory for the cause of Christ. And an amazing thing happened, didn't it, Randy? I was sitting in my living room, getting in my studio, getting ready to do my morning show. And all of a sudden, it flashes up on my computer that the Georgia Guidestones had been bombed or struck with lightning. They weren't exactly sure what had happened. Point being, the Georgia Guidestones are no longer there. Now, Randy, can we claim credit for that? We didn't do anything there. We prayer walked it. We drove some stakes into the ground. And we asked God to show up. And Randy, those things are gone. And we have testimonies, maybe not as massive as that, but if little things happen like that all across America. We've been prayer walking for some of our J6 buddies at the courthouses, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing. The Bible says that the Lord loves justice and mercy. Well, where are we getting the least justice? At our local justice centers, folks. So we would just encourage you, again, you can go to active-faith.org for more information exactly how to do it. Or you can go to the libertyactionnetwork.com. Randy, we're pulling down strongholds. And Randy, it ain't hard to do, is it, brother?
No, it isn't, Coach. It's just obedience and the love of God and his kingdom and you know, being not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You know, it just takes a few ingredients and a little bit of a fire. and a boldness, and anybody can do it. Anybody, any Christian should be able to do this. But you have to see the value in it, Coach. You know, Coach, and one more thing. On our decrees, there's 17 of them. Number 10, it says this. It says, Coach, it says, all federal agencies not instituted by congressional law and the will of the people has no jurisdiction or authority and is thereby null and void. Well, Coach, didn't we just see a case back a couple of months ago? Was it Enron? What was the name of that case, Coach, when the Supreme Court ruled that?
Yes, we did.
Yep. Okay. The Supreme Court ruled that these three-letter agencies, it was about the Department of Environmental, the Environmental Department, the EPA. And basically, the case said that they did not have any authority to make, they are not under law. They have no authority to do anything. So, Coach, it tore down all these three-letter agencies, and it's revealing that they really have no authority. They're doing everything on their own. They're making up law as they go. So, Coach, we were doing this since last November. So we've been speaking number 10, that decree, since last November, Coach. And here are the Supreme Court rules. And, Coach, I went to Denver, number 10, the Court of Appeals, U.S. 10th Court of Appeals, back September 17th.
I went to Cincinnati.
Four of us. And, Coach, you went to Cincinnati. We went to all of them. But, Coach, guess what come out of the 10th Court? Remember when Colorado said Trump can't be on the ballot? We're not putting him on the ballot.
Right.
A liberal court said, no, you can't do that. He's on the ballot. So, Coach, I'm telling you, these things, and I could name 15 more, Coach. That's just a couple. But what I'm saying is something is happening in the heavenlies over these courts because of what we're doing.
Randy, we talk about it often, we don't believe in the supernatural anymore. The church has totally given the supernatural over to the Luciferian side. And all we're doing, Randy, all you're doing is being faithful to what the Bible tells us to do, to go and speak. Go and speak to that mountain. Go do it. Now, Randy, one more thing before we're running out of time here. Hey, Randy, you're just a guy sitting around frustrated in life. Not frustrated in life, but looking around at America falling apart. Say, daggone, somebody's got to do something. And boom, Randy, here you are. What happened, man?
Coach, I'm a concrete guy my whole life. Got a little cattle ranch I worked my butt off for here in northeastern Oklahoma. I've got four children with a lot of grandchildren. I don't have any time, Coach. You know how it is. I have no time. But you know what? I have worked all this in. I've done all this and put this together, this plan, and God has honored it, and he's doing something amazing, Coach. People will see. If I can do it, Coach, there's so many people. They have a lot more time than I do.
Well, contact me at CoachDaveLive.com, and we'll plug you in. The worm is turning. We're on our way to victory. God bless you, Randy, Craig, folks. Thanks for having us. Thanks, folks.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.